W.E. Turner, sworn in for the state, 162nd to testify. I worked at the National Pencil Company during March of this year. I saw Leo Frank talking to Mary Fagan on the second floor, about the middle of March. It was just before dinner. There was nobody else in the room then. She was going to work and he stopped to talk to her. She told him she had to go to work. He told her that he was the superintendent of the factory and that he wanted to talk to her, and she said she had to go to work. She backed off and he went on towards her talking to her. The last thing I heard him say was he wanted to talk to her. That is all I saw or heard. Cross-examination. That was just before dinner. The girls were up there getting ready for dinner. Mary was going in the direction where she worked, and Mr. Frank was going the other way. I don't know whether any of the girls were still at work or not. I didn't look for them. Some of the girls came in there while this was going on and told me where to put the pencils. Lemmy Quinn's office is right there. I don't know whether the girls saw him talking to Mary or not. They were in there. It was just before the whistle blew at noon. Mr. Frank told her he wanted to speak to her and she said she had to go to work, and the girls came in there while this conversation was going on. I can't describe Mary Fagan. I don't know any of the other little girls in there. I don't remember who called her Mary Fagan. A young man on the fourth floor told me her name was Mary Fagan. I don't know who he was. I didn't know anybody in the factory. I can't describe any of the girls. I don't know a single one in the factory.